Hello, I'm Eric Jansen, and this is Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. Star Madonna made voguing popular worldwide in 1990, 22 years ago, but voguing didn't start then and certainly didn't end then. On tonight's Out in the Bay, three members of Vogue Evolution, a top-notch voguing troupe from New York, along with singer Emily Vasquez. They're performing a world premiere dance and music collaboration here in San Francisco this weekend at the 11th annual Fresh Meat Festival of Transgender and Queer Performance. It's at Brava Theater in the Mission this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also with us, festival founder Sean Dorsey and his partner in crime and in life, Shauna Virago. All of them will be performing this weekend in Fresh Meat. And I have to tell you, I've never had six guests all in the studio at once, sharing just three microphones. So as Betty Davis said, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. We're actually recording this just a few hours before. It's almost easier to do a live show because we have any screw-ups, I have to edit, and I don't have time to edit today. So let's just hope it all goes well. Vogue Evolution, New York City's premier Vogue dance company, made waves in 2009 as the first all-queer team on the TV show America's Best Dance Crew. At the time, it was four gay men and one transgender woman, maybe the same five I saw at last year's Fresh Meat Festival. I'm not sure, but whoever it was, they were amazing. Vogue Evolution's members have many amazing individual credits as well, including modeling, choreography for major stars, coaching for RuPaul's Drag Race, and too much more to say right now. Three of them are here with us in the studio, so I want to give a hearty Out in the Bay welcome to Deshaun Williams, a Vogue Evolution founder credited with creating the 5,000 dance move. I hope we learn what that is later.
Oh, yeah.
And also a freestyle commentator. And hopefully we'll be hearing a sample of that later, too. Welcome, Deshaun. Deshaun.
Thank you.
And Prince Jorel Rios, a professionally trained Latin ballroom dancer who's been performing around the world since age 8 and began Vogue competitively at the age of 15. Thanks for being here. Should I call you Prince or Jorel?
Prince would be great. Thanks for having me.
And Vivica Westwood, who's also been performing since a teen and has been with Vogue Evolution from the start as the group's creative director. She also co-hosts the cyber show La Conquistadora's Drag Takeout.
Hi, darling.
Welcome.
Wonderful to be here.
Emily Vasquez has also appeared on TV nationally, on American Idol, and on Oxygen's The Glee Project. As I understand it, it's a show on which contestants competed to be a cast member of Glee. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And she's also touring now with her new single, Slow Motion, which we'll hear at least part of later. Emily Vasquez, welcome.
Hey.
Thank you all for being here. So Emily and the Vogue Evolution dancers will be going to be presenting a brand new performance, world premiere tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday night at the Fresh Meat Festival. Before we hear from Sean Dorsey and Shauna Virago, let's hear some of the soundtrack to this collaborative performance piece.
Revolution. There are five elements. Silence, sacrifice, battle, time, and love. It is these elements that brought forth our evolution. Silence.
This piece is called Warriors of Love, and at the start of that track, a voice tells us about the five elements of the Rainbow Revolution. So who can tell me what that's about?
Sure.
Vivica.
basically, in our piece that we're presenting for the festival, what we wanted to do was point out different elements that we felt played important factors in the revolution of the LGBT community. And those factors contribute, as we say, to our evolution. Things like silence, how for so many years in the United States and even still now abroad, the LGBT community is silenced and, you know, cannot speak, don't have a voice. And then as it evolves, it goes into things like time and battle, which is basically the fight that we have, you know, advocating for our rights and for visibility and awareness. And we sort of end it all with love, which is our favorite element, because at the end of the day, we feel that love is the message. It's what conquers all and brings us to the universal peace that we need as a community, coexisting with, you know, the world community.
So those two tracks that we just heard, we heard parts of two tracks backing the elements, silence and sacrifice. So help us visualize what's going on stage. How are you dancing with this music while this music is playing?
Well, for the silence piece, the whole piece goes like from dark to light, because within the silence, you know, we're dressed in dark garb and we're doing more of a contemporary jazz choreography, and we hope that like the mood is, the ambiance is really dark, because what we're doing is bringing to showing the beginning of what the community felt like, or just what the community felt like as a whole. So, the stage is dark. We're dressed in black. We have capes, cloaks, and doing a lot of choreography with fabrics and things like that. And then it goes into sacrifice, which is Emily's portion. And Emily sings the ever-popular Grenade, which she sung on the Glee show, which sort of, like, made a great following for her online and stuff with a whole bunch of hits and everything. So, you know, and that song is about sacrifice and, you know, giving it all for love and everything like that. So that's how we tell the message of those two elements, mm-hmm. at least in that part.
So then this next section we're going to hear, we just heard a little tiny bit of it. We're going to hear the rest of this section called Battle. And that's going to be followed by Time, part of Emily Vasquez's song, Slow Motion. So while these drums are playing and then we're hearing music with the lyrics, I'm nasty, nasty, so nasty. What's mm-hmm. Can you give us a little hint of what's... It's hard, so hard to describe dance on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll just have to tell you, folks, it was amazing last year. I'm assuming it's going to be just as amazing this year. But give us a hint of what's going on while the drums are playing and this nasty, nasty song is going.
Well, the battling part is really a big sort of pas de deux with Jarrell and Deshaun, and basically what they're showing is two opposing sides battling each other. So it's sort of like invoking what it is, you know, to be fighting through dance, and that's a lot what voguing is about. So you know, they can speak on, you know, the different moves they do to each other and things like that in order to sort of give the sense that, you know, they're battling. And
you want to talk about that a little bit, Deshaun and Jarrell?
Well, as far as the whole battle piece, you know, again, you know, basically how, you know, kind of ties into ballroom is that, you know, instead of arguing, fussing, and fighting, we battle. So that's a way of expressing ourselves to each other and saying, you know, well, we may not get along with each other, but we're going to battle it out
on the floor. Runway.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know,
save the drama for the dance floor.
Yeah, exactly.
So as the beat plays, we, you know, we catch everything. You know, we're facing each other, and you'll see the intensity between the, you know, the two performers battling each other.
Okay, let's hear this section now.
Slow motion, just for to shine. I wish the world would spin in slow motion.
That was Emily Vasquez singing Slow Motion. She'll be singing that live. Is that right? You're gonna be. This is gonna be singing this live this weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Good. As part of this, as Vogue Evolution dances in this weekend's Fresh Meat Festival at the Brava Theater in San Francisco. You're hearing Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. Emily Vasquez is here with me, along with Vogue Evolution dancers Deshaun Williams, Jorel Prince Rios, and Vivica Westwood, and Fresh Meat Festival organizers and performers in their own rights, Sean Dorsey and Shauna Virago. Emily, what brought you into the house ballroom dance scene in New York?
Oh, well, I live in the city, so, like, and my brother's gay, and he brought me into the whole scene and the whole, you know, the whole underground voguing. So I grew up, like, learning it and loving and living for it. So, and then I've obviously, through the scene, and my brother, I met Vivica, and then we just all intertwine and been, you know, just hanging out and just inspiring each other. And I love the way they dance. And I vogue a little bit, not as much as them, but they're teaching me. So they're my mentors.
Now, in that, you know, early on, we didn't hear very much of the Madonna Vogue song, but in her lyrics, she talks in the beginning of that song. I listened to it today about how, you know, the dance floor is a place you can go when you're, like, dealing with all these things in your life. And I looked at your bio. It talked about you having, you know, kind of growing up in a rough neighborhood of New York. Is that right?
Yes, it was ghetto, but now it's not because NYU's there, so now it's trendy. So I can afford
Valencia
it.
Street, right? Okay.
Yes, so now it's like popping and expensive.
But is a dance floor a place for you? I mean, did you find these? I don't know really much about the whole ballroom dance scene in New York, mm-hmm. so kind of describe that to me, the house thing. And this goes all the way back, mm-hmm. its roots are in the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s and 30s.
Very good. Yeah.
I did a little research.
Yeah, so house and ballroom culture has existed. It started off in Harlem with drag balls that would happen. Basically, the drag balls were almost like pageants in which gender illusionists would get together and, you know, I believe it would cost like 3 or 4 cents to get inside the door, and you would have to pick like who was the genetic female and who wasn't, and there was like prizes.
Yes.
And there were also various private parties that different debutantes in Harlem would have. And as the crowd grew, as the scene grew, and as LGBT rights evolved, they became bigger and bigger. It went countrywide, and more categories were added. You know, it was something that originated within, you know, the transgender community. And, you know, it wasn't until the 60s that, you know, gay men and lesbians came into the scene to it too, and had categories added on. So, and evolved in the 70s. That's when voguing actually started. You know, a lot of people associate the voguing with Madonna, but you know, the dance had started. It predates breakdancing.
So, you know? What's the definition of voguing? What is it? You know, like, you know, when the Madonna song is like, you know, it's just hand movements and all that stuff. But right, strike a pose.
I mean, the best thing that we can say, like, voguing is expressed in many different ways because we have so many different styles within the actual style of voguing. But, you know, the easiest way to put it is that you take poses from the cover of a magazine, and, you know, those poses you would sort of like implement them, or like, you know, do these poses, and you would create it to the music. So mm-hmm. as the beat drops, so you hit the beat, you would do the pose, mm-hmm. and like it created the voguing to it, the fluidity to it. Now, like, it's just
feminine, dramatic.
It's everywhere.
Character
everywhere.
Performance.
Yeah,
the whole bunch.
So it being, you know, like Deshaun said, it's sort of like a sequential posing for storytelling.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what it is. But the thing is, like, there are so many different styles of it. Vogue as a technique really has its own composition. And to the point now, it's evolved enough that we have these guys teaching at schools and traveling abroad all over the world, you know, showing people.
So why did Vogue Evolution start, and, you know, when and why?
Well, Vogue Evolution started in 2007. And one of the reasons why it started, you know, at first we wanted to, you know, perform at different Pride events, you know, in our city. And it it started within the inner city, and we performed for Pride. And then we decided we wanted to take it bigger and more. And people started recognizing us for it. So we started traveling all over at different Pride and events. And we was like, you know, let's, you know, work specifically with our scene. So we started gathering individuals from our ball scene to come together as a whole to perform at these events and these prides. And then, you know, after we've seen the dance shows that come on TV, we was like, you know, why not just create a group and just go on a television show? So, I mean, we auditioned 3 times and we didn't make it to the actual 3rd time. And, you know, it again, Vogue Evolution weren't just those 5 people or 5 individuals. It was like, you know, 20 members a part of Vogue Evolution. Mm-hmm. So we're okay. really big.
So besides your love of dance, you have a social mission too, right? What's mm-hmm. what's tell us about that?
Well, a lot of us work within the HIV and AIDS awareness or work in that field. So, you know, I for myself right now works in a not-for-profit organization called Bronx AIDS Services. And Vivica works for a not-for-profit as well. And as well as us performing and dancing, we still deliver the message of, you know, advocacy, you know, safer sex, and also about testing. So, you know, we tell everyone that, you know, get tested, know your status. And if you don't know your status, you know, stay healthy. If you do know your status, you know, get connected to care and, you know, just keep up with your health. So
you're listening to Out on the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. Our topic tonight, the Fresh Meat Festival of Transgender and Queer Performance, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at Brava Theater. Info at freshmeatproductions.org. My guests are Deshaun Williams, Joriel Rios, and Vivica Westwood from Vogue Evolution Dance Crew, singers Emily Vasquez and Shauna Virago, and Fresh Meat founder and dancer Sean Dorsey. Quick little plug, because I'll forget at the end of the show. I have to remind you about the SF Frontrunners Pride Run on June 23rd. It's Saturday morning of Pride weekend. It's a 5K and 10K run, followed by brunch and entertainment in Golden Gate Park. And it's a benefit this year for Out in the Bay. So come on out and run or walk with us on June 23rd or volunteer and support Queer Public Radio at the same time. Lots of info at our website, outinthebay.com. Register at sfpriderun.org. And quick thanks to Mass Mutual Financial Planner Dennis Nix, dentist Peter Farmer, the Schiff Hardin Law Firm, Active Epicurean Adventures by Perfect Outings, and longtime Pride Run individual donor Bill McCarty. Again, the info's at our website, outinthebay.com, from the Pride Run on June 23rd. So how did you come to collaborate on this performance piece called Warriors of Love that you'll be performing this weekend? Emily, that is, collaborating with the three of you to come up with this special performance piece.
I mean, like the rainbow, it just covers the whole gamut. You know, we're acting, singing, dancing, and putting it all together. So,
was this your idea, or did Sean Dorsey say, "Come on, mm-hmm. I want you all to work together"? How did it happen? How did it come to be?
A reality theme, since we all did reality TV, and so we just, and we know each other, and we're just, we kill it. We serve it.
Good chemistry.
So we just want to do a reality theme and just mm-hmm. represent, you know, everything. Different categories. Of-
mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So exactly like she said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's fine.
I mean, I was going to reiterate again, but you know,
okay.
I think that we all been on different reality shows, and you know, it was just about what's the reality our community is facing. So, yeah. It's these different elements that come to pass, and you know, it was just like she had just came off her show. And, you know, started collaborating with us or being, you know, she's been constantly in our circle, you know. So it's just like this opportunity presented itself and, you know, and thank God Fresh Meat was for it and we were for it. So Great. It was like, let's do
well,
it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be, yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. One last little thing before we move on to some other things about the festival and talking to Shauna and Sean. That is, Deshaun. Vivica said when I talked to him on the phone the other day that you're a highly regarded freestyle commentator and that you might be willing to give us a sample here on the air. So Alan Farley is being so kind, and our studio engineer extraordinaire, Rolling with the Punches, has a backing track queued up, or will shortly. This is the last track on that CD with only 3 tracks. So while he's queuing that up, Deshaun, tell us a little bit about what this means, freestyle commentating.
Well, it's sort of like the commentator directs the ball, directs the event. They entertain the crowd. They get the judges with the votes. They get the event going as from beginning to the end. So usually when you commentate, you get the crowd excited, hyper, and you get them into it and keep them entertained at all times.
So you want to give us a little sample? Do you have to have a topic, or what do you just like?
No, I mean, I can go from the top of my head or just give you something I have.
All right,
hit
it, Alan.
Well,
Ouye Edebe Irkwe. On day, Atre Ime. My name, a day to the Anche. Don't try to figure it out. Ow. January, February, March. April, May. June, July. August, September, October, November, December. Girl, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. Girl, what's your zodiac sign? What's your zodiac sign? What's your zodiac sign? What's your zodiac sign? Would you sit right there? Let me tell you mine.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Oh, that was fun. So you're going to be doing some of that as well this weekend?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, and it'll be different every night?
Well, I'm hey.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, if the crowd's hyper, I'll give it to you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Okay, Sean Dorsey, a fantastic dancer and a choreographer, is also here with us and founder of the Fresh Meat Festival. So, Sean, tell us some of the other festival highlights besides Vogue Evolution and Emily Vasquez.
Well, we certainly are chock-a-block this year. This is our biggest festival lineup ever, and that's saying a lot. We've had 10 amazing festivals so far. This year, we're bringing in extra folks from out of town. We have an incredible international trapeze superstar, Cody Harrell, who's from both Europe and New Mexico. He's a gorgeous, gravity-defying, slightly death-defying trapeze artist. We have Miss Barbecue, who's also an international drag superstar coming from L.A.
Tell me more about Barbecue. I've heard about Barbecue, but I want to know more.
So Miss Barbecue is a mistress of all trades. She's an incredible drag artist who's been doing drag for almost 20 years. She's also a host, MC, producer, incredible actress. She's one of the leads in Leave It on the Floor, which some folks may have seen, which is like hitting world film screens right now. It's a film about the ball and house scene in L.A., and she plays a house mother in that movie. So mistress of all trades, mistress of all, amazing drag artist. So she's doing a special surprise world premiere number, which I can't say too much about, but it's going to be
so
a,
you know what
a special,
it is already, but
special
we don't.
Surprise for our freshman audience.
Okay. Well, you tell us the other couple of acts. Alan, if you can cue up the Shauna Virago, just the cut number one, Objectified, that'd be great. So there's you mentioned trapeze artists, and there's also ballroom dance champions.
Yeah, we have two world champions, same-sex ballroom champs, Willem DeVries and Kumu Kiali, who are both North American, American, and world champs in same-sex ballroom, doing super tasty, spicy Latin ballroom number with some live drumming. And, of course, as always, very, very special headliner is Miss Shauna Virago.
So, Shauna Virago, tell us a little bit about what you'll be playing. I understand it may not be the cut we've got queued up. We have Objectified queued up, but...
Yeah, so, you know, I guess what I normally do is a blend of lyric-based songwriting with a little almost stand-up. I'm kind of like Bob Dylan, but just hopefully better looking.
A lot sexier.
So I'll be doing that again. Sort of like a, I guess, a folk...
princess?
A folk, like a queer folk, like, princess. You know, kind of like a Johnny Cash on estrogen.
Okay, I love it. Are there any swear words in the first verse of Objectified that we need to worry about?
There's no swear words. You know, that song is off my album Objectified, and it's a song being kind of in your face about the way a lot of trans women internalize the kind of sexist beauty myths. Uh-huh. But it's hopefully not so heavy-handed as that description.
Let's hear it.
I lie, I wanna be all
Sorry we couldn't play more of that, but we are running short on time, and there's going to be so much packed into this Fresh Meat Festival this weekend. Just talked with Sean while that was playing, and he's offering a pair of three pairs of tickets to the closing night, Sunday night performance at 7 o'clock. So that will be available to the first three people who email me at eric@outinthebay.com and just say that you are, just confirm that you are available to go on Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Brava Theater on 24th 4th Street in San Francisco, and you want tickets to the Fresh Meat Festival. And the first three people who do that and comply with that, I will send you an email Friday morning, tomorrow morning, letting you know that you are in. So do that, eric@outinthebay.com. Anything else you want? Last closing thoughts about the Fresh Meat Festival, because we're almost out of time.
There's more than we can possibly say in the half hour. There's also, we've got a taiko group coming in. We've got comedy, more live music.
Natasha
Morgan.
Muse, she was Natasha so funny Muse, last year.
Amazing.
She's amazing.
Natasha Muse, amazing stand-ups.
Stormy Gale Flores,
gorgeous, moving Americana folk hero. Taiko Ren, which is an all-female taiko ensemble doing another premiere.
And the amazing Sean Dorsey Dance will be there. Yeah.
Don't forget about that. The amazing Sean Dorsey Dance. Great. A particular piece you're going to be doing?
I'm doing an excerpt from my new show, The Secret History of Love, which is based on 2 years of oral history interviews with LGBT elders about how the hell we managed to find each other and love each other in decades past. And people will hear real voices and real stories of our elders and how they did it.
Fantastic.
Info@freshmeatproductions.org. Nightly parties after the show every night with DJ Miss Rowdy, photo booth, refreshments, sweets, and the hottest audiences you probably will see in I'd say the West Coast.
Yes, and dress
maybe
up.
The nation. I don't know. We'll have to check with our guests here.
Dress up for the occasion. Okay, we got to go. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Eric. One quick little thing.
There's so many things going on during Pride Month. I just want to mention quickly Joshua Klipp at the Condor Club this Sunday afternoon, of Carol Dota fame. Joshua Klipp says, can you think of anything more beautifully subversive than queering the Condor Club and getting everyone to sing along? So I'm planning on going there Sunday afternoon. I don't know the exact time, but it's Sunday afternoon. And
we love
then
Josh. He
to
rocks.
The Fresh Meat Festival. I want to thank my guests, Deshaun Williams, Jor-El Rios, and Vivica Westwood from Vogue Evolution Dance Crew, singers Emily Vasquez and Shauna Barago, and Fresh Meat founder and dancer Sean Dorsey. That is Out in the Bay for this week. Out in the Bay is independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman. If you are, one last reminder for the Pride Run on June 23rd, come out and join us for the Pride Run 5 and 10K runs in beautiful Golden Gate Park on the Saturday of Pride Weekend. Benefit Out in the Bay. Run for Queer Radio. Just walk if you want. That's fine. All the info, you can find it on our website. You can sign up there. There's a link to the sign-up page, outinthebay.com. I want to thank WI Enterprises for maintaining our website, outinthebay.com. Services for your life and your business, wienterprises.com. Thanks also to our engineer this week, Alan Farley. Our theme music was composed and performed by San Francisco musician Holly Ann Mead. Learn more about Holly on her blog, hollymead.tumblr.com. Do you guys have a website where you're find info about Vogue Evolution?
You can just find us on Facebook.
Okay, basically. Vogue Evolution on Facebook.
Vogue,
that's the way,
or
that's the way the young people do it these days, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you with segment suggestions, general comments, and questions. So write to us, eric@outinthebay.com and marilyn@outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen. Thanks for listening.